بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 9, level 4, lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic language institute. And today, inshallah, we will be completing, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, the lesson number 20. Yani the third lesson of the level 4 course, second half of Medina book 3. So for homework, we should have done a quick review of lessons, of points 1, 2, and 3 on pages 86, 87, and 88 of the English Key. And from there, we will go on to the remaining exercises, starting with exercise number 4 on page 174 until the end of the lesson. So just to quickly look at the English Key to refresh our memory, some of the points that we're going to be seeing today. In the English Key on page 86 for lesson number 20, the first point of this key deals with bab tafa'ala. Yani previously we have seen the bab fa'ala in the level 3 course. In the end of the level 3 course we saw bab fa'ala, like allama yu'allimu وَدَرَّسَ يُدَرِّسُ. Here we're seeing the bab fa'ala with it being prefixed with the ta. So bab tafa'ala, this bab is formed by prefixing ta to the bab fa'ala. For example, ta'allama, he learnt, or he learned something. Takallama, he spoke, or he spoke about something. Taghadda, yani he had lunch. Talaqqa, he received. Okay, so these are all verbs from the bab tafa'ala, which is yani the bab fa'ala with a ta prefix to it. The mudari of the verb tafa'ala, since this verb is made up of 5 letters, we said that when verbs are in the past tense having 4 letters, then the mudara'a letter, the prefix letter, the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, takes dhamma. But here, this verb has 5 letters. And it has the middle radical being doubled, and it also has ta being prefixed to it. So it has 5 letters, and therefore, it's the mudara'a letter, the harf mudara'a, takes fatha instead of dhamma. For example, from takallama, you get yatakallamu with fatha, yatakallamu. And from talaqqa, you get yatalaqqa, yani with fatha on the prefix letter, which means to receive. This bab commences with a ta, and if the harf mudari is ta, yani instead of it being a ya or hamza or noon, if it's ta, two ta's come together, and this combination is somewhat difficult to pronounce, and that is why one of the ta's may be omitted in literary writings, and then they gave us some examples of that. The fi'l amra is formed just like we saw the fi'l amr being formed in the previous thulathi mazid verbs. It's formed by omitting the harf mudara, yani the prefix letter, and the case ending. Omitting the case ending, meaning the dhamma on the final letter being changed from dhamma to sukoon. And if it is a naqis verb, the weak letter at the end is omitted completely. So, the fi'l amr is formed by omitting the harf mudara. Mudara means the letter that's prefixed to the beginning, the ya or the ta, the hamza or the noon, and as well omitting the case ending, the dhamma, changing it to sukoon, or deleting the final letter if it's from a naqis verb, and which has the third radical being a weak letter. So, for example, they said from tatakallamu, yani the harf, the fi'l mudari, تَتَكَلَّمُ, get rid of the first ta and get rid of the dhamma on the meem, and you get تَكَلَّم, yani with the lam, with shadda and fatha, تَكَلَّم. And the same thing would be, for example, some of the verbs they gave us before. يعني تعلم يعني تتعلم will become تعلم. As far as if the verb is a ناقص verb, it drops the final alif, which is written as a ya in the مضارع. Yeah, in the past tense it is alif مكسورة. In the present tense it becomes a ya. So يعني from تغدى the مضارع verb يتغدى. But of course the فعل عمر is taken from the second person, so it will be تتغدى. يعني get rid of the first ta and get rid of the final radical, the weak letter, yani alif maksura in the the final weak letter is omitted completely. Instead of changing the final letter, its vowel from dhamma to sukun, the weak letter is deleted, so it became taghadda, yani meaning to have lunch, the command to have lunch. The masdar of this bab is on the pattern of tafa'ulun, yani meaning the second radical that's doubled with shadda is going to take dhamma. It's going to take dhamma, and then of course, yani, it's going to take tanween because the masdar is a noun. So for example, from tahaddatha yatahaddathu, yani the masdar is going to be from tahaddatha tahadduth, tahadduthun, speaking. From tadhakkara tadhakkur, he remembered, yani remembering. In the naqis verb, because the final ya, because of the final ya, the dhamma, yani from the masdar, yani from tafa'ul, yani because that vowel is a dhamma, since the last letter is a ya, the dhamma is going to be changed to kasra to go with the ya. So, for example, from talaqqa, you get at-talaqqi, yani at-talaqqi, yani originally it should have been talaqqi. Talaqquyun. It should have been talaqquyun. Yani the second radical that's double should have taken a dhamma. Should have been talaqquyun. But because that last letter is a ya, the dhamma is changed to kasra, so it became talaqqi. If it doesn't have alif lam, it became talaqqin. Talaqqin. Yani as a fi'l, as a ism, a manqus, ism manqus. Yani talaqqin. It loses, when it doesn't have alif lam, it loses that final letter, and it takes a double kasra, talaqqin. Okay, as far as the ism fa'il, so it is formed by replacing the harf mudara, yani the prefix letter is replaced by meme with dhamma. As we saw in the previous thulathi mazid verbs, the second radical takes kasra for the ism fa'il and fatha for the ism maf'ul. And likewise, the ism makan and zaman is just like the ism maf'ul, it takes fatha. So the ism fa'il, yani from yata'allamu became muta'allimun, ism fa'il. Yatazawwaju, mutazawwijun. The ism maf'ul, instead of kasra, it takes fatha. So, yani, instead of, yani from yatakallamu, instead of mutakallimun, yani it became mutakallamun with fatha instead of kasra. The same thing that we saw in the previous verbs, yani the previous babs of the thulathi mazid. The noun of place and time is the same as the ism maf'ul, yani it's the same as the ism fa'il, but instead of kasra, the ism maf'ul takes fatha, and the ism makan and zaman also take fatha. They gave us one example here, or they gave us two examples, yani of the ism مكان وزمان اسم مكان يعني from يتوضأ متوضي متوضعون يعني with فتح متوضأ يعني the second radical that's doubled with شدة takes فتح متوضعون means a place of making وضوء of ablution. From يتنفس became متنفس would be the اسم فاعل اسم مفعول متنفس مكان and زمان also متنفس soon with fatha on the second radical that's doubled with shadda, yani for ism makan and ism zaman, like the ism maful, it's going to take fatha on the middle radical that's doubled with shadda, mutanaffasun. This bab denotes, among other things, al-mutawa'atu, which means that the object of a verb becomes the subject. Yani what was the object of the verb, the maful bi, now becomes the fa'il. And the example they gave us is, Zawajani Abi Zainaba, my father married me to Zainab. Here, the father is the fa'il. Zawajani Abi, he's the fa'il, the subject. There are two objects, me and Zainab. Now if the bab tafa'ala is used, I became the subject and Zainab becomes the object or remains the single object and my father has no role at all. Tazawwajtu Zainaba. Yani ana tazawwajtu Zainaba. So what was the object? Yani zawwajani becomes the subject in tazawwajtu. And then they gave another example. The second point is lamma al-hiniya, and we're going to see that today. This lamma hiniya, the rule concerning it, it means when something happens, and the rule concerning it is that the verb following lamma should be past tense, and the jawab of lamma, what's going to happen, is also should be a past tense verb. So for example, they gave us the example, lamma tuwfiyat ruqayyatu tazawwaja ukhtaha. Lamma tuwfiyat, past tense verb, ruqayya, tazawwaja, past tense verb, ukhtaha. So the two verbs, the one after lamma and the in the jawab, both of them should be past tense verbs. And then they gave us the example in the Quran as well. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ. Yani the two past tense verbs, فَلَمَّا رَأَى and also قَالَ in the jawab. This lamma is called lamma al-hayniya, the lamma that relates to time, and it should not be confused with the lamma al-jazima, which means not yet. Something, yani, didn't happen yet. The last point of this English key is the word nahnu, we, the pronoun we, sometimes need specification, yani who is intended or meant by we. For example, nahnu at-tullaba, we the students. Nahnu at-tujjara, we the merchants. Nahnu al-muslimina, we the Muslims. This process of specification, yani of clarification of who is intended when the pronoun nahnu is used, this process is called ikhtisas. And what is important here is that the noun that follows it, that follows nahnu, is called al-makhsus. And this noun that follows nahnu, the makhsus, as we can see, this noun is mansoob because it is the maf'ulun bi of a supposed or understood verb akhussu. Yani akhussu al-muslimin, akhussu al-tulab, akhussu al-tujar, and so on. So it's a maf'ulun bi, and for that reason, it's mansoob, and they gave us several examples of that. Alright, so that's our quick review of the English key. Hopefully, yani we've read this English key now several times. This is our third week dealing with this lesson, and we should have had a good chance to yani comprehend and to even memorize the points of this lesson and to understand it thoroughly. So what remains now are the exercises that relate to these points. The first point, of course, being the bab tafa'ala, and then in exercise 9 we have lamma hiniya, and we have ikhtisas in exercise number 10. Now, and some general exercises, exercise 11, 12, and 13. Alright, so let's start where we left off at last week, that is with exercise number 4. With exercise number 4, this is a very important exercise here, because it's going to give us some practice with, yani understanding how we work with this bab tafa'ala. We had in exercise number 3, exercises with the regular verbs, and now we're going to have some exercises with the yani verbs that have a weak letter on the end, the naqis verbs. Okay, so we saw in the previous exercise number 3 last week, yani that ta'allama yata'allamu, and the fi'l amra ta'allam, yani with the first prefixed letter, the harf mudara being deleted and the last letter becoming sukoon. That's how we saw the fi'l amra ta'allam. And the fi'l and the ism fa'il is normal, yani from yata'allamu became muta'allimun, and the masdar ta'allum, yani with the middle radical that has shadda taking dhamma. So for the masdar from ta'allama we have ta'allum, from tahaddatha tahadduth, from takallama takallum, from tadhakkara tadhakkur, from ta'akhkhara ta'akhkhur. Yani the masdar means that Yani it's the noun that indicates the action of the verb without reference to time or place or who's doing the action. Yani learning, speaking, remembering, and so on like this. So that's what we saw, yani, last week in exercise number 3. The important point here that I want to focus on is the fi'l amr that we saw last week from, for example, ta'allama, yani yata'allamu, yani from tata'allamu, we got rid of the harf mudara and we got rid of the vowel on the last radical. Ta'allam, tahaddath, takallam, tadhakkur. Now with these, in exercise number 4, we have fi'l naqis. So what's going to happen is, instead of the last letter taking sukoon, the last letter is going to be deleted. So please pay attention to the fi'l amr, that the last letter in the naqis verb is going to be deleted. And the other irregularity here is that in the masdar, because the masdar, the second radical with shadda, is supposed to take dhamma, but because the last letter in the naqis verb is going to be ya, so the dhamma is going to be changed from dhamma to kasra to correspond with that last letter, ya. Okay, so these are two irregularities that we're going to see today, different from what we saw last week. Okay, let's look at exercise number 4, ta'ammal al-mithal. Look at, examine carefully, reflect upon the example. ثم هاتي المضارع والأمر والمصدر والأمن الأفعال الآتية. So, look at this example. They gave us one. There are 5 lines here. The first line they gave us, that's the example. Examine this example carefully. Then, for the second, third, fourth, and fifth lines, give the mudari form. They're going to give the past tense. We have to give the mudari. We have to give the fi'l amr. We have to give the masdar from the following verb. So they're asking us for mudari, amr, and masdar. And they also showed us in the example for the masdar what it originally should have been, yani where the masdar, the second radical with shadda, takes dhamma, and how that dhamma is going to be changed to kasra. Okay, the asl was with dhamma, but the form that we're going to be using for the masdar is going to be with kasra instead of dhamma on the second radical that's doubled with shadda. Okay, so let's look at the example number 1, yani the verb taghadda, with alif maksura and shadda on the dal. Taghadda means to have lunch. The mudari yataghadda, yataghadda, he is having lunch. The fi'l amr taghadda. Okay, remember we said the fi'l amr, what happens with it is the harf mudari is deleted, and in normal verbs the last radical takes sukoon, but here in the yani naqis verbs the last radical is going to be deleted. So from taghadda, yani the second person mudari verb would be tataghadda, and the amr is derived from tataghadda. So the first ta is deleted and the alif maksura is deleted, so what remains is from tataghadda is taghadda without elongation, taghadda. Okay, the masdar is yani taghaddin, or if it has alif lam, the ya comes back and it became ataghaddi, ataghaddi. This masdar, again, I alluded to, and its irregularity is that the form, the pattern, the wazn for it is tafa'ul. Yani the wazn for the masdar is tafa'ul, tafa'ulun. Yani the second radical that's doubled with shadda should take dhamma. But because in the mudari form of this verb, the alif maksura becomes ya. Yani taghadda becomes yataghad. Yani it's going to end with ya. So this ya requires yani the vowel before it to be kasra. So therefore it became yani instead of taghaddu yun, yani like takallumun, instead of takallum, yani instead of taghaddu, it became taghaddi, taghaddi. If it had alif lam, the ya is there, taghaddi. If it doesn't have alif lam, then it's taghaddin, yani without the ya is deleted completely. Alright, so again, the irregularity here that we have to pay attention to is that the dhamma of the pattern for the masdar, tafa'ulun, تَفَاعُلٌ. That dhamma becomes kasra if it has alif lam. Yani from تَغَدَّى we get تَغَدُّيُن. That's the asl of it, تَغَدُّيُن. Now the dhamma becomes kasra, it became تَغَدِّي, التَغَدِّي. If it doesn't have alif lam, it loses the ya, it became تَغَدِّن. Just like وَادٍ and مَاضٍ and قَادٍ. Those words, if they have alif lam, became القادي, الوادي, الماضي. But if it loses the alif lam, it became ماضٍ, قادٍ, and وادٍ. So the same thing here. يعني التغدي without alif lam is تغدٍ. تغدٍ. I hope it is clear, inshallah. I see a question here, mashallah. I almost never look up at the screen, but this time I looked up at the screen. It says, how should we say تغدى, eat lunch, to a singular female, يعني with ya on the end, يعني تغدى becomes تغدي, يعني فتى ألف تغدي. So the first one that we have to do here is تعشى. تعشى means to have dinner. تعشى. So the مضاري is يتعشى. يتعشى يعني تعشى يتعشى. And the فعل عمر is تعشى without elongation. تعشى يعني, because again what we are doing here, we're getting rid of the حرف مضارع, the first تا, and then we also يعني instead of making the last radical, which is ألف مكسورة here, instead of making it with سكون, it's deleted. So تتغد تتعشى became تعشى. That's the فعل عمر, تعشى. The master should have been, yani on the pattern تفاعل, تعشيون. تعشيون. It should have been تعشيون, but the dhamma became كسرة, so it became تعشي with alif lam, التعشي. Without alif lam, تعشين. The third line has تلقى, means to receive something. تلقى. So the فعل مضاري is يتلقى. تلقى يتلقى. And the فعل أمر يعني from the second person يعني form should have been تتلقى, يعني the مضاري form would have been تتلقى. Get rid of the first ta, and then instead of the last radical taking سكون, it's deleted completely. So from تتلقى it became تلقى without elongation. Get rid of the first ta and get rid of the last, the weak letter at the end, the alif maksura. تلقى. As far as the masdar, so the masdar on the pattern of تفاعل should have been تلقيون. تلقيون with dhamma, but that dhamma on the middle radical, the qaf with shadda, is changed to kasra, so it became تلقي. تلقي. And if it has alif lam, it's التلقي. If it doesn't have alif lam, it loses the ya, became تلقن. تلقن. The fourth line has تمنى. تمنى. تمنى means to wish for something. You wish you had something. تمنى. The مضاري is يتمنى. يتمنى. The فعل أمر يعني from تتمنى, the first ta is deleted, and the alif maksura yani is deleted as well. Yani normally it would have been in a normal verb, other than a naqis verb, the last radical changes from dhamma to sukoon. But here in the naqis verbs, the last radical is deleted completely. So from تتمنى, get rid of the first ta, and the last alif maksura became تمنى. تمنى. As far as the masdar, again, on the pattern of تفاعل, يعني تمنى should have been تمنيون with dhamma, تمنيون. But because the last letter is ya, they changed the dhamma to kasra, so it became تمني with alif lam, it's التمني. يعني wishing, التمني. Without alif lam, it became تمنن. The ya is deleted, تمنن. The fifth line has تأنى. ta'anna, to act slowly, to not be hasty, to not rush into something, to take your time. Ta'anna, the mudari is yata'anna. Yata'anna, the fil amr is ta'anna, without elongation. Yani, it's derived from the second person, mudari form, tata'anna, with elongation, tata'anna, like yata'anna, tata'anna. In order to formulate the fil amr, the first ta is deleted, and the last radical, instead of changing it from dhamma to sukoon, is deleted as well. So from tata'anna, we get ta'anna, without elongation, ta'anna. As far as the master, again, on the pattern of tafa'ulun, tafa'ulun, the second radical with shadda should take a dhamma, so it should be, from ta'anna, should be ta'annuyun, ta'annuyun. But because of the ya on the end, the dhamma is changed to kasra, so it became ta'anni, ta'anni. If it has alif lam, it's just like that, at ta'anni. If it doesn't have alif lam, then the ya is deleted and it became ta'annin. Again, as we said, like qadin and madin and wadin and yani words that are manqus, ism manqus, from naqis verbs. Okay, so this is the exercise that actually helps us to look at and examine carefully and understand yani the irregularities in the forms from this bab tafa'ala, from verbs which are naqis verbs, yani verbs which have the last radical being a weak letter. And as a result of that weak letter, yani sometimes it is deleted completely, as happens in the fi'l amr form, and also as what happens in the masdar form. We see that if it doesn't have alif lam, that last letter, the weak letter, harf illa, is deleted completely in the fi'l amr and in the masdar. Okay, exercise number 5 is not really an exercise that you have to do. It's just a matter of understanding this particular word that has some yani irregularity in its form, right? So we have the word that came in this lesson, tuwuffiya, tuwuffiya, bilbina lilmajhool. So, yani the voweling of this verb, yani with dhamma, dhamma, kasra, is because it's mabniun lilmajhool. Because it's mabniun lilmajhool. So instead of the normal form, tawaffa, yani the voweling tawaffa is changed to tuwaffiya, tuwaffiya, mabniun lilmajhool, meaning yani tawaffa is the one who has taken the soul, tawaffa. Tuwaffiya is the one whose soul was taken. So the meaning of tuwaffiya is mata, yani a person's soul was taken, mabniun lilmajhool, yani without mentioning the one who did the action, yani but the meaning of it is that the person died. Okay, the ism maf'ul from this verb, yani the mabni lil majhul form, is mutawaffan. The ism maf'ul is mutawaffan. Remember, we said the ism fa'al takes kasra on the second radical, and the ism maf'ul takes fatha. So it's mutawaffan. Mutawaffan is the person who died. Tuwaffiya is the verb form. His soul was taken. He died. Mata. And mutawaffan is the ism maf'ul, the one that the action happened to, the one whose soul was taken. Okay, so this is just an explanation to kind of have an idea of how we came up with this word mutawaffan, and that it came from the mabniun lilmajhul form of the verb tawaffa, and which is from bab tafa'ala. Tawaffa with alif maksura, yani the mabni lil majhul form is tuwaffiya, tuwaffiya, with shadda on the fa and kasra, tuwaffiya. Okay, after this, exercise number 6 is an actual exercise that we are yani required to do some work with. Okay, it's 15 sentences, and this probably yani is the core of the exercise to see how well you understand the bab tafa'ala. And the instruction says at the bottom of page 174 of Ta'ammal, Al-Amthilata li babi tafa'al. Yani reflect upon the examples for the bab tafa'ala. وَأَيِّنْ فِيهَا, and in these examples, 15 sentences that follow, identify in them al-madi, any madi form of the bab tafa'ala, al-mudari, al-amra, wal-masdar, wa-ism fa'il, wa-ism maf'ul, wa-ism makan. So they're asking us to identify 7 derivatives from the bab tafa'ala, the past, any past tense forms, present tense forms, imperative, command forms, masdar, infinitive forms, ism fa'il, the subject, yani the doer of the action, ism maf'ul, the one who the action happened to, and the ism makan. Yani the ism makan wazn pattern is the same as the ism maf'ul. And the ism maf'ul is the same as the ism fa'il, except that the ism fa'il on the second radical takes kasra. And the ism maf'ul, second radical, the radical that has shadda, takes fatha. Ism fa'il, kasra, ism maf'ul, fatha, and ism makan and zaman also are the same as the ism maf'ul with fatha on the second radical that has shadda. Okay, so these are 7 things that we have to identify in the examples that follow. Okay, so this, yani, is a test of whether or not we can recognize these various forms, the various forms of the bab tafa'ala. Okay, 15 sentences. Turn to page 175. The first sentence, ana mutazawwijun. I am married. Yani mutazawwijun is the ism fa'il. We notice that the second radical with shadda has kasra. That's the ism fa'il form is derived from. Yatazawwaju, the harf mudari'a changes from ya to mu. يتزوج متزوجون يتزوج متزوجون with كسرة. متزوج is the ism مفعول. متزوج is the one who marries, is married. Okay, so what form is this from the باب تفعل? اسم فاعل. The second one, أريد أن أتحدث إليك في موضوع مهم, with شد on the mean. أريد أن أتحدث إليك. I want to speak to you. في موضوع مهم. Concerning an important matter. An important matter. The word that we're looking for in this sentence is the مضاري form, فعل مضاري, أتحدث. يعني it's منسوب with فتح because of the particle N. N أتحدث. Okay, so this is a فعل مضاري form. From تحدث يتحدث أنا أتحدث here with فتح because of being منسوب by N. The third sentence, أتكلم ثلاث لغات. I speak 3 languages. Again, the word that we're looking for in this sentence is the فعل مضاري. يعني أنا أتكلم from the verb تكلم يتكلم أنا أتكلم فعل مضاري. Number 4. لم أتلقى رسالة من أهلي منذ شهر أو أكثر. I didn't receive. I didn't receive a letter from my family, من أهلي, since 1 month or more than that. The word that we're looking for here is the مضاري مجزوم. أتلقى. يعني the original form of this verb is أتلقى with ألف مكسورة. But because of لم, it became مجزوم. And the sign of it being مجزوم, since it is a فعل ناقص, is the omission, the elimination, حذف of the حرف إلا, the weak letter being deleted. لم أتلقى. طيب, number 5. في التأني السلامة وفي العجلة الندامة. يعني this is from the verb تأنى, and this is a masdar. The masdar from the verb تأنى يتأنى. يعني here the masdar is on the pattern of, يعني originally تفاعل Yani, but the second radical with the shadda instead of dhamma, because it's followed by ya, they change it to kasra. So instead of ta'annu yun, it became ta'anni. At-ta'anni. If it didn't have alif lam, it's ta'annin. Without alif lam, it's ta'annin. Okay, and this means to act slowly. I'm sorry, the translation of this sentence, fi at-ta'anni as-salamatun, in acting slowly, in taking your time, and not rushing, there's salama, safety. You are safe if you don't rush into things, or you are more likely to be safe. Wa fi al-ajalati an-nadamatun, and in being hasty, rushing, being impatient and hastily doing something, there's nadama, yani regret. And if a person is hasty, they are likely to make mistakes which they will regret. And if they take their time and act slowly, and not be hasty and think things out, it's more likely that they will be safe. Again, the word at-ta'anni is the mastar. Number 6. Al-ana tadhakkartu ismahu. Now I remember his name. And the word in this sentence that we're looking at is tadhakkartu, which is a fi'l madin, yani past tense form of the verb tadhakkara yatadhakkaru, yani tadhakkartu. I remembered. The 7th line, hawala al-lissu dukhul al-bayti bitasalluqi al-jidari. Yani hawala al-liss, yani the thief tried, dukhul al-bayt, to enter the house, bitasalluqi, yani by climbing al-jidari, the wall around the house. And the word that we're looking for here in this sentence is yani tasalluq. And this is yani from the verb tasallaqa yatasallaqu. Here this is the mastar, yani tasalluq. And because it's connected to al-jidar and idafa, so we say bi tasalluqi, not bi tasalluqin, but bi tasalluqil jidari, by climbing of the wall. Number 8. The 8th sentence, ta'alu nataghadda, come and let's have lunch. Here the word that we're looking for is nataghadda. And here we say that this verb is yani from yani taghadda yataghadda. Nataghadda, but here it is majzoom. It should be nataghadda with alif maksura, but it's majzoom. It's majzoom because of talab. Yani, it's majzoom because there's a command or prohibition or istifham before, so it became majzoom. Ta'alu, yani, is a fi'l amr. Come, you all come. Nataghadda, yani, and let us have lunch. So the word that we're looking for here is the mudari majzoom nataghadda. Fi'l mudari majzoom. Number 9. Ata'asha bu'ida salat al-maghribi. Ata'asha is the word that we're looking for here. Yani, I have dinner a little after salat al-maghrib. Bu'id, yani from ba'da. Bu'id, yani a little bit, yani ism tasghir. A little bit after Salatul Maghrib. And the word that we're looking for here is Ata'asha, which is a fi'l mubari, yani from Ta'asha, Yata'asha, Ana, Ata'asha, Ana, Ata'asha. The next one, number 10, is Nahnu Warafatu Al Mutawaffa. Nahnu warathatu al-mutawaffa with alif maksura. Meaning we are the inheritors of the deceased, of the person who died, al-mutawaffa. And the word that we're looking for here is al-mutawaffa, And mutawaffa here, al-mutawaffa is ism maf'ool. Yani al-mutawaffi is the ism fa'il, al-mutawaffa the ism maf'ool. And we also saw in exercise number 5 this word, yani they said that the ism maf'ool from tuwaffiya is mutawaffan, that's the ism maf'ool. So al-mutawaffa is the one, yani who the action happened to, the taking of the soul, the person who was deceased. Ism maf'ul. Number 11, amutawaddi'un anta, amutawaddi'un anta, yani meaning, are you one who has performed wudu? Are you in a state of wudu, yani state of purity, having performed ablution? So here, yani, mutawaddi'un, yani is the ism fa'il. The second radical with shadda in the ism fa'il takes kasra, in the ism maf'ul, and zaman and makan takes fatha. So here we have from yani tawadda'a, yatawadda'u, yani the ism fa'il means yatawadda'u, the prefix letter takes meem with dhamma. Mutawaddi'un, yani ism fa'il, the one who's doing the action of the verb. A mutawaddi'un anta, are you? Yani, one who has performed ablution in a state of purity. Number 12. هذه الحديقة متنفس أهل المدينة. Yani, this park is a place for where the people of Medina go, yani to relax. Yani, literally, a place where a person is able to breathe. Yani, breathe easily in a park. Away from, yani, the cars and the pollution and the crowds of the yani city, for example. هذه الحديقة الحديقة. Yeah, my book has a printing mistake here. I didn't even notice it before. I was reading it حديقة, but it actually has a dhamma. حديقة. So that dhamma, if your book has a dhamma on the qaf, it should be fatha. هذه الحديقة متنفس أهل المدينة. Yani, this park is the place of breathing freely for the people of the city. Oh, so the word that we're looking for here is mutanaffasu. It has a single vowel here because it's mudhaf, and ahli is mudhaf ilayhi. But what the important thing here is what? That this is ism makan. It's on the pattern the same as the ism maf'ul. Second radical with shadda takes fatha. If it has takes fatha. If it has kasra, that's the ism fa'il, as we had in mutawaddi'un. If it has fatha, it's ism maf'ul, or makan, or zaman. Here, from the context of the sentence, it's clear that it's a place. Yani, it's a place where a person can breathe easily. So this is ism makan with fatha on the second radical with shadda. Number 13, أَخْخَرِيجُ الْجَامِيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ أَنْتَ. Are you a person who has graduated from the Islamic University, الْجَامِيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ أَنْتَ. Yani the meaning of خَرِيج is يعني متخرج. The meaning of خَرِيج is متخرج. But in any case, يعني the word that we're looking for in this sentence is in the answer. Are you a graduate of the Islamic University of Medina? نعم. تخرجت في كلية اللغة العربية عام يعني 400,000 من الهجري يعني in the year of 401,000 or 1,400 after the hijra. So again, the word that we're looking for here is تخرجت. From تخرج يتخرج, تخرجت is a فعل ماضي. الفعل الماضي, past tense form of the verb تخرج, تخرجت, أنا تخرجت. Number 14, قال تعالى, وهذا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وتوكل with فتح on the شدة, وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. So Allah the Most High said, so يعني توكل, put your trust. This is a فعل أمر, and this is the word that we're looking for in this sentence. The fi'l amr from the verb tawakkala, yatawakkalu, يعني تتوكل. تتوكل the فعل يعني مضارع would have been تتوكلوا. Get rid of the first ta and get rid of the ضمه on the last letter which is lam here. So تتوكلوا became توكل. And the meaning here is that يعني put your trust, depend upon, rely upon الحي, the one who has perfect life. الذي لا يموت, who does not die, who will never die, who doesn't, يعني is not overcome by death. توكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Put your trust in the living one that does not die, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word again that we're looking for here is توكل, the فعل أمر from توكل. The last sentence, 15, وقال, يعني قال تعالى, فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات. So Adam received from his Rabb كلمات, words, يعني revelation, كلمات. Just يعني as a point of benefit, تلقى is the فعل, and Adam عليه السلام is the فاعل مرفوع والضمة, and كلمات is the مفعول به منصوب. And since it's a sound feminine plural, when it is mansoob, it takes kasra instead of fatha. Just as a note, kalimatin is mansoob. And this is a secondary sign for the gem, mu'annath salam, for the sound feminine plural. Qala fatalaqqa adamu min rabbihi kalimatin. So the word that we're looking for here is talaqqa. Yani he received, Adam received from his Rabb kalimat, words. This is the past tense form, talaqqa. Yani to receive. Talaqqa yatalaqqa. Okay, this is the end of this exercise, number 6. In exercise number 7, there's just some instruction here. There's no yani work that has to be done except to read carefully and understand. It says exercise number 7. يجوز حذف إحدى التائين من تتفاعل كما في المثالين الآتيين. يعني as in the مثالين الآتيين, meaning the two following examples. يعني it is permissible حذف, to omit or to delete one of the ihda attaini, one of the two ta's from the verb form tatafa'ala, meaning a verb that's from the bab of tafa'ala. If the harf mudari'a is a ta, as we mentioned early on in the English key, it was mentioned, I think, in the it's mentioned on the first page of the English key, page 86, the last three lines. The bab, this bab commences with ta, and if the harf mudara is also a ta, then two ta's come together, and this combination is somewhat difficult to pronounce. That is why one of the ta's may be omitted in literary writing, and they gave us some examples, and here they're going to give us more examples. Okay, so the point is here that what the bab tafa'ala, yani the wazn of the bab begins with a ta. So if, yani, the harf mudari'a is a ta from amongst the four letters of mudari'a, ta, ya, noon, and hamza, if it is a ta, then you have two ta's coming back together. This is a little difficult to pronounce, and for that reason it's permissible in literary writings to omit one of those ta. Okay, so it says here, yajuzu hadfu ihda ta'ain. It is permissible to omit, to delete one of the two ta's from the mudari'a form, yani from the bab tafa'ala, when the harf mudari'a is also a ta, yani tatafa'alu. You can get rid of one of those ta's as in the following two examples. Okay, so they gave us two examples here. The first example is on the top of page 176. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ, يعني from Surah Al-Qadr, fourth ayat, يعني تَنَزَّلُ, the word تَنَزَّلُ أَصْلُهُ تَتَنَزَّلُ, يعني it is originally the verb تنزل يعني the form that has an extra تاء added to it يعني تتنزل يعني الملائكة and that's because يعني the فاعل is الملائكة so it's going to take تاء one of those تاءs can be deleted because of the difficulty of pronouncing the two تاءs back together so in this ayah in the Quran سورة القدر fourth ayah يعني تنزل الملائكة والروح originally is تتنزل الملائكة والروح but we found it in the Quran with only one ta and that's because of the rule that we just mentioned it's permissible to delete it the second example they gave us also from the Quran Surah Al-Hujurat the 12th ayat ولا تجسسوا يعني do not spy He said, تَجَسَّسُ أَصْلُهُ Its original form is with two تَاز. تَتَجَسَّسُ But because of the difficulty of pronouncing the two تَاز back-to-back, it's permissible in literary works to delete one of those تَاز. Okay, let's go on to exercise number 8. تَأَمَّلَ الْمِثَالِ ثُمَّ أَكْمَلَ النَّاقِسِ This matter is dealing with the what was mentioned in the English key concerning the meaning of the bab tafa'ala yani that one of the meanings of the bab tafa'ala it says on page 87 near the bottom half part of the page yani after the explanation of the noun of place and time it says this bab denotes among other things al-mutawa'atu which means that the object of the verb becomes the subject. The object of the verb becomes the subject. I didn't look at both of the examples that they gave us there, but I looked at one of them, which is similar to one of the examples they gave here. And the second example they gave us is similar to the second example that they gave us here. So let's look at the examples they gave us here. تأمل المثال ثم أكمل الناقص. It says, Number one, زوجني أبي بنت عمي. Meaning, زوجني, my father married me. زوجني أبي, my father married me to بنت عمي, the daughter of my paternal uncle. The daughter of my father's brother. So here in this sentence, the original sentence, تزوجني أبي بنت عمي so the first word زوجني يعني the ya after the noon is noon الوقاية the ya is يعني corresponding to the first person singular pronoun أنا it's ya المتكلم it is the first object of the verb زوجني he married me the فاعل is أبي he's the one who did the action And binta is the second maf'ulun bi. Is the second, yani ya al-mutakallam is the first maf'ulun bi. I don't know what I said there. But in any case, in case I said something different, zawajani, yani the ya al-mutakallam in the zawajani is the first maf'ul. And binta is the second maf'ul. So there are two objects of the verb here. And abi is the fa'il. If we transfer this verb from fa'ala, yani zawaja, to تفعل تزوجت then the first مفعول be أنا يا المتكلم becomes the subject and بنت remains as the single object and this is the meaning of المطاوعة يعني that the object of the verb becomes the subject the object the one that the action happened to becomes the one who's doing the action يعني أنا زوجني أنا was the مفعول بي. I was the one my father married me to someone. But in the new form of the verb, تزوجت, يعني أنا, I am now the subject, فاعل, doer of the action, and بنت is the مفعول بي, the single مفعول بي. Alright, so this is one of the meanings of the باب تفعل. That the object, yani when you transfer it to bab tafa'ala becomes the subject. Okay, I'm going to go back to the English key a little bit because I went over one of the examples, which is similar to this first example. تزوجني أبي زينب. My father married me to Zainab. And when we transferred it to the Bab تفعل, became تزوجت زينب. I married Zainab. So, يعني the object in the first example, زوجني أنا, became the فاعل, the subject. And Zainab remains as the single object. That's similar to the first example, the example they gave us here in this exercise. The second example they gave us in the English key is علمني بلال. This is on the bottom of page 87 of the English key. علمني بلال سباحة. Bilal taught me swimming. So Bilal is the فاعل. And أنا علمني, this ياء المتكلم after the نون الوقاية, is the first object. And السباحة is the second object. When we transfer it from علم to تعلم, it became تعلمت السباحة. I learned swimming. So now the first object in علمني, يعني becomes the subject in تعلمت, and سباحة remains as a single object. So these are two examples, and this is the third example that they gave us here in the exercise. And then the second sentence, they want us to fill in the blank to see if we know how to transfer it from the bab فعل to the bab تفعل. So they gave us علمني زميلي اللغة اليابانية. يعني in this sentence, علم is the فعل, زميلي is the فاعل. يا المتكلم إن علمني after نون الوقاية is the first object مفعول به, and اللغة is the second object مفعول الثاني, and اليابانية is the not or the صفة describing اللغة اليابانية. Okay, so in this sentence, علمني the يا المتكلم after the نون الوقاية is the first object مفعول به, and زميلي is the فاعل subject. When we transfer it from علمه, it should become تعلمه. And يا المتكلم, which was the object, first object, now becomes the subject. So it became تعلمت. يعني in the first sentence, he taught me. In this sentence, I learned. تعلمت اللغة اليابانية. I learned the Japanese language. Again, in the first sentence, the first object, which is ya al-mutakallam, becomes in the new sentence the subject, the fa'il, the do of the action. Allamani, he taught me. Ta'allamtu, I learned by myself. I learned the Japanese language. Okay, go on to the next subject, which is lam, which is lam al-hiniya. So this topic in exercise number 9 is the second point of the English key. لام الحينية. It says, لما رجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بدر زوجه أختها أم كلثوم. يعني this is the story of the marriage of Uthman رضي الله عنه, Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه, يعني marrying two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When one of them died, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married him to the second of his daughters, to Kulthum. So the sentence here, yani from the text of the dialogue, lamma raja'a rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam min badr, when the Prophet returned from Badr, zawwajahu, he married him, that is Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, أختها, her sister, يعني the wife of the sister of his first wife, Ruqayya, he married him to her sister, Kulthum. Kulthum, نعم. So in this sentence, there are a number of points, but the main point of this sentence is لما رجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بدر زوجه. These two verbs, رجع and زوجة. Raja'a is the verb immediately after lamma, and zawaja is the jawab, the response. What happened at that time? Yani when the Messenger of Allah returned from Badr, what happened? Zawajahu ukhtaha. He married to Uthman, yani her sister, yani the sister of his wife who just passed away. هذه لما الحينية. يعني this is لما الحينية. The لما of time, as opposed to لما الجازمة. The لما that refers to يعني is negation. Negation of the past of the مضاري verb, changing it to يعني past tense meaning. So لما الحينية هي ظرف زمان. It's an adverb of time. وتختص بالماضي. And it is يعني used with, especially used with, يعني its use is with the past tense verb. تختص يعني it is specific to the past tense verb. ويكون جوابها, and its response, يعني when such and such and so and so, then what happened? That response, جوابها فعلا ماضيا. Its جواب should be a past tense verb. So again, the verb that follows لما, يعني لما is particular, تختص بالماضي. So the verb that it's going to be used with is a past tense verb. ويكون جوابها فعلا ماضيا. And its response is also a past tense verb. So both verbs used with لما. The verb that's particular, that's specific, specifically intended, يعني with the word لما, is a past tense verb, and the response, the جواب, is also a past tense verb. And they give us two examples here. Okay, the first example, لما سمعت الأذان توضعت وتوجهت إلى المسجد. When I heard the adhan, I performed wudu, ablution, and I headed towards the masjid. Notice that the verb of لما, because لما تختص بالماضي, the verb that it's used with is a past tense verb. لما سمعت, when I heard the adhan, توضعت, this is the جواب, يعني it's also going to be جوابها فعلا ماضيا. It's also a past tense verb. So سمعت is the past tense verb that is particular to لما in this sentence, and توضعت is the جواب of لما, and both of them should be past tense verbs. When I heard the adhan, I performed ablution, wudu, and I headed towards the masjid. Note also that the verb توجهت, which is connected to توضعت by واو العطف, so it should also have, يعني it should also be a past tense verb. Number 2, لما وصلنا إلى مكة أسرعنا إلى بيت الله الحرام. لما وصلنا, when we reached, arrived at مكة, أسرعنا, we hastened إلى بيت الله الحرام, we hastened to the house of Allah, the sacred house of Allah. Again, the two verbs, يعني the verb of لما, لما تختص بالماضي, يعني it's used specifically. It's used specifically with the past tense verb. So the first verb that comes with لما is going to be past tense. لما وصلنا إلى مكة أسرعنا. The جواب is also going to be ماضي. أسرعنا, we hastened إلى بيت الله الحرام, to the sacred house of Allah. These are two examples, and then they give us a third example that was mentioned, I think it was mentioned in the English key, and that is وفي التنزيل, in that which has been revealed, what has been sent down, the revelation. في قصة إبراهيم عليه السلام, in the story of Ibrahim عليه السلام, there came the saying of Allah in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 77th Ayat, فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي. فلما رأى القمر, so when he saw, رأى, this is the verb of لما, it's past tense, when he saw القمر, the moon, بازغا, coming forth, rising, قال هذا ربي, he said, this is my رب. Again, the two verbs used with لما الحينية, both should be past tense verb, فلما رأى is the past tense verb, and قال, past tense verb. نعم. نعم. Yeah, okay, so Yeah, this example here that came in the Tanzil, this was in the English key as well. So we already saw this now. All right, so that's lamma hiniya. And then the last thing that we will look at is what is called al-ikhtisas. Al-ikhtisas, yani specification. Yani with the pronoun nahnu when it's used, and there's a need to clarify, to specify who is intended. When a person says we, yani meaning who? We, he could mean we, yani my family, my classmates, my colleagues, yani we, the people of this country. What does he mean by we? When there's a need for specification, then the noun following nahnu, which is called al-makhsus, is going to be the object of a verb that is not mentioned, yani akhussu, and therefore it's going to be mansub. So it says here, exercise number 10, ghadan nadhhabu nahnu al-mutafawwiqin. Tomorrow, nadhhabu nahnu, we will be going. Yani we who? Who is this we? Al-mutafawwiqin, yani those who have excelled. Those who have excelled above the others, who have done excellent, very, very well. Huna, al-mutafawwiqin, from fawwaqa yufawwiqu, wa tafawwaqa yatafawwaqu, mutafawwiqin. Here, huna, al-mutafawwiqin, is mansoob, ala al-ikhtisas. It's mansoob because of what? Because of ikhtisas. Because it is specification of who is intended by the pronoun nahnu in this sentence. This is called ikhtisas. And the makhsus, the word that comes after nahnu, to clarify or to explain or to specify who is intended by this pronoun nahnu, this noun, known as the makhsus, is going to be mansub. And that's why it says here, وَهُوَ مَفْعُولٌ لِفِعْلْ أَخُصُّ. It is the maf'ul of the verb that's not mentioned, but is understood, أَخُصُّ. Yani we, and I mean specifically, the mutafawwiqeen, or I mean specifically the muslimin, or I mean specifically whoever, the tulab, tujar, yani huwa maf'ulun bi, yani this word mutafawwiqeen in this sentence, nahnu mutafawwiqeen, it is maf'ulun bi for the verb akhussu, which is not mentioned but understood. Wa hadha al-fi'l wajibun al-haf, yani this verb akhussu, it's obligatory to omit it, not to mention it. It's not mentioned, it's just understood. هذا الفعل واجب حف. It's not permissible for a person to say نحن أخص المتفوقين. You can't use the verb أخص, it's just understood. Okay, so the word that comes after نحن is understood, that it is the مفعول به of the verb that is not mentioned, أخص, and therefore it's منسوب. Therefore it's منسوب. ويأتي المخصوص, يعني the word that is the specification after نحن, it comes sometime, or it does come for the purpose of لبيان المقصود بالضمير. So it comes, it is brought, it is mentioned, يعني the مخصوص, in this case متفوقين, يعني it is mentioned for the purpose of clarifying the مقصود, what is intended by the pronoun, the ضمير نحن. What is intended by the pronoun? The pronoun here we're talking about is the pronoun nahnu. So for example, nahnu al-muslimina la nakhafu illa Allah. We the Muslims do not fear anyone or anything except Allah. So again, ya'ati al-makhsus. The makhsus in this sentence is al-muslimin. It's brought for what purpose? Libayan al-maqsood. To clarify what is intended بالضمير, what is intended by the ضمير, what's ضمير? نحنو المسلمين. What is intended by نحنو? We don't fear anyone except Allah. نحنو, يعني we don't mean everybody in the earth, we mean نحنو المسلمين. And here we note that the مخصوص, the word that comes for clarification of what is intended by the pronoun نحنو, this word is the object, the مفعول به of the verb أخصو, which is obligatory to be omitted, to be deleted, not to be mentioned. It's obligatory that it's not mentioned, but in any case it's understood, and therefore Muslimin being the maf'ulun bi of akhussu, it is mansub. And the sign that is mansub is a secondary sign, yani not fatha, but the sign that is mansub is the ya after the last letter of the word Muslim, Muslimin. That ya is the indication that it's mansub, and this is a secondary sign for the jam mudhakkar salim, yani the sound masculine plural. After this, we turn to page 177, the final page. We're going to end this session shortly with this. When we turn the page, we're still doing yani ikhtisas. Okay, so that was the first sentence, yani, of dealing with ikhtisas nahnu muslimin. The second sentence on the top of page 177 is nahnu tullaba al-mahad. Al-Mahdi. Nahnu tullab al-Mahdi. Yani, we the students of the Ma'had, of the Institute. We the students of the Institute. Naskunu fil-Mahji'i al-Awwal. Yani, we reside or we live in the Mahja al-Awwal, in the first dormitory. We the students from the Mahad, the Institute, نَسْكُنُوا فِي الْمَحْجَعِ الْأَوَّلِ. We reside or we live in the first dormitory. What is intended here by this sentence is yani the use of the yani process of اختصاص, specification of what is intended, the مقصود, what is intended by the pronoun نَحْنُ. Yani if a person said we reside in the first dormitory, a person might ask, like, we, who do you mean? So for the specification, clarification of what is intended, what is the maqsood of nahnu, then a word comes which is called the maqsoos. It's the object of the verb that is not mentioned, akhussu, and therefore it's maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. Yani this is the primary sign of an nasb. In the previous example, we had a secondary sign in muslimin. The sign of it being mansub was ya. Here we have the primary sign of a word when it is mansub, that is fatha. وفي الحديث الشريف, they give us here a third example, yani from the sunnah. وفي الحديث الشريف, in the noble hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنا معشر الأنبياء لا نورث. Yani we, the assembly of prophets, are not inherited. Yani prophets, nobody can inherit from prophets. لا نورثو. We are not inherited. What is intended here though in this sentence as an example of اختصاص is the word معشرة. Yani إنا, yani here, like, we don't see the personal pronoun نحن. So because it's connected, yani it's the ism of إنا, and the ism of إنا is, if it's a pronoun, it's going to be connected to inna. So we say inna, yani meaning inna nahnu. The meaning of inna is inna nahnu. But nahnu is the marfoon form, and here yani we need the mansub form, which is noon fatta alif. Inna, verily we, ma'ashir al-anbiya, the assembly of prophets or the group of prophets, and are not inherited. So the point is here that the makhsus ma'ashara, yani a clarification of what is intended by the pronoun nahnu, or in this case it is the pronoun, the attached pronoun, mansub pronoun na. Inna plus na. The na here is clarified what is meant by us, ma'ashara al-anbiya. Ma'ashara, we see that as the makhsus is mansub and it has the primary sign of nasb, fatha. Okay, what remains is the completion of this exercise dealing with ikhtisas. The completion of this exercise dealing with ikhtisas, which is exercise number 10, is imla al-faraq fima ya'ati bi makhsus munasib. Yani fill in the blank spaces fima ya'ati and what follows bi makhsus with a word, yani the, which is the specification, the word that's used to specify what is intended by the pronoun nahnu, yani makhsus munasib, yani a makhsus that is suitable, that is yani that fits in this place, that makes sense here, that's appropriate in this particular sentence. Okay, so the first one, nahnu tullab al-mahad nadrusu sabahan wa masaan. We the students of the mahad, of the institute, We study in the morning and in the evenings. Sabahan wa masan, mornings and evenings. The word that we filled in here is at-tullaba. It's mudaf. And for that reason, al-mahadi gets kasra, majroor, yani mudaf ilayhi majroor. But tullab here, as the makhsus, is mansoob with fatah. It's clarification or specification of what is intended by the pronoun nahnu, yani meaning we, the students of the mahad, of the institute, we study mornings and evenings. Number two, nahnu al-muslimina la nushriku billahi shay'a. We, the Muslims, do not associate anything with Allah. La nushriku billahi shay'an, anything. We do not associate anything with Allah. Yani we could put here also nahnu al-muslimin. We could put nahnu al-mu'mineen. Could also fit here. And what would be intended here is the muslimin or the mu'mineen who are true Muslims, who are true believers. Because certainly there are people who call themselves Muslims who do associate, who do worship other things along with Allah, who worship at the graves and so on and so forth, who call on the saints and such and such. Alright, nahnu al-muslimina, here the makhsus is muslimina or mu'minina, and it is mansoob, yani it's the maf'ulun bi mansoob, the sign of it being mansoob here is the ya, secondary sign for the sound masculine plural, and that would be the same thing for mu'mineen. And he also, it would be the maf'ulun bi mansoob, and the sign of being mansoob is ya. Here, there's one more final part of this exercise, tamreen shafawi, yani it is a oral exercise. Ya'ati kullu talibin bimithalin li al-ikhtisas musta'amilan al-isma al-mansoob ila baladihi. Okay, so this is the oral exercise. It says every student will produce ya'ati bimithalin, with an example, li-ikhtisas, of this process of ikhtisas, musta'amilan al-ism al-mansoob, using the noun that is an ascription, mansoob, yani ila baladihi, an ascription to his country, yani which identifies him with whatever country he's from. For example, nahnu al-hunuda, we the Indians, people from India, or nahnu al-yabaniyin, we the Japanese. Okay, so he's going to use a word that is ism mansoob, yani an ascription to his own country. That word is going to be the makhsus. It's going to have to be mansoob either with a primary or a secondary sign. In hunuda, it's the primary sign of nasb fatha. In yabaniyina, it's the secondary sign for the sound masculine plural, that is ya. Also, they said, nahnu al-afariqa, al-afariqata, yani, which means the people from Africa, and it is also as the makhsus, mansoob with fatha. Alright, so every student is going to come with something. He's going to say, nahnu, yani al-hunuda, natasaddaqu bi-amwalina. We, the Indians, give charity with our wealth. Or nahnu al-yabaniyina, yani nusalli fil-jama'a. We, the Japanese people, we perform prayers in jama'a. Or nahnu al-afariqata, or we, the people of Africa, nasumu yawm al-ithnain. We fast on the day of, on Monday. Or nahnu, yani whatever country a person is from, yani nuhibbullah, or whatever, and so on. Yani examples of this. For each person should make one or two or three examples, yani of ikhtisas. Okay, the final exercises, the general exercises, 11 and 12 and 13. Hati mudari al-af'al al-atiya. Give the mudari form of the following verbs. Ballagha mudari yuballigu, yani to make something, to make someone reach or attain something, or to transmit or convey something. Ballaga, he transmitted it. Ballaga yuballigu. Yani tawajjaha means to turn towards, to turn your face towards something. Tawajjaha yatawajjahu is the mudari. Tajassasa means to seek information, to inquire or to spy on someone. Tajassasa mudari yatajassasu. Asra'a means to move quickly, to hasten. Asra'a, to go fast. Yani sari'a. Asra'a, the mudari, yusri'u. Bazaga means yani for the day to break, yani for the sun to rise, or for something to come forth. Yani bazagha yabzughu is the mudari. Exercise number 12, hati mufrad, and he give the singular form, the mufrad form of the following words, khulafa. Its singular is khalifa, with ta marbuta, means the one who takes charge next, who follows, khalifa. Yani waratha, warathatun, yani inheritor, that's plural, its singular form is warithun, warithun, yani on the pattern of fa'ilun. Ma'ashir means group or assembly of yani several yani people or things. Ma'ashir, its singular is ma'asharun, ma'asharun. The final exercise number 13, hati jama', give the plural of the following words. Risala means a letter or an essay. Its plural is rasailu, on the pattern of mafailu. Hadiqatun, a park. Its plural is hadaiqun. Hadaiqun. Sorry, hadaiqun. Parks. Also on the pattern of mafailun. And ahalun, yani family. Its plural is ahalin. Ahalin means relatives or yani family. Wafatun, with ta marbuta, wafatun means yani the death of someone, and its plural is wafayatun, wafayatun. Okay, this is the end of the final exercise, the end of this lesson, and the end of our session for today. Inshallah, in the following session next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be starting the new lesson, lesson number 21. So hopefully, yani I'm having some trouble with my computer, but hopefully I'll be able to put together and send out the weekly suggested schedule of homework assignments. But in any case, what you can do is immediately start reading the English key for lesson number 21, and yani the dialogue as well, and studying studying that dialogue, looking for the examples of what came in the English key. And yani, hopefully tomorrow I'll have the homework assignments out, so you probably won't have to go further than that. But definitely start reading the English key, and perhaps, if possible, the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. And this is the end of what we have for today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah for myself, and for each of you, that he grant us success in doing whatever we do and whatever we say sincerely for his sake alone and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah, out of his generosity and his mercy and his kindness, that he recognize, reward and record our good deeds, and that he pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that he grant us yani the success to be steadfast, yani al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to him in a condition of being pleasing to him, yani that he finds us pleasing to him, and that we are pleased with him, and that he grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are ill, and that he shower his mercy and his forgiveness upon those who have passed away, and that he fill their graves with light and make them spacious and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.